Welcome to the Creepy Site of Nipah's Creepy Shorts. A selection of some of our most terrifying stories from past episodes. Now is the time to turn off the lights, if you dare. Turn up the volume and enjoy this hand-picked story from our tomb.
Hello and welcome to the Creepy Site of Nipah's Creepy Shorts. This is a new project we are doing on the Creepy Site of Nipah, where we pick some of our favorite short stories featured on prior episodes and release them as a creepy short. For our first Creepy Site of Nipah creepy short, The Werewolf of Lion Mountain. Joining us on this episode is Jeffrey Frazier, author of PA Fireside Tales.
Some of the things that go bump in the night are not just ghosts and vampires, but also werewolves, if you read any of the literature of these kinds of stories. But just 200 years ago, there was a story that occurred in Northumberland County, which I've titled in my Pennsylvania Fireside, in my volume 7 of my Pennsylvania Fireside Tales books. I call it A Werewolf of Lion Mountain. And the story begins with a family named Paul. That's P-A-U-L. Who were one of the first families to settle in the Squalbin Creek Valley. They had a small daughter. Their responsibility was to take the sheep out of their sheep pen and usher them out into a nearby field and watch over them so the wolf packs on Lion Mountain wouldn't bother them. They would be intimidated by the presence of the human at the edge of the woods. So she sat there, and I imagine her to look like a little bit like Little Bo Peep of a fairy tale fame, if you will, you know, with her long dress and her shepherdess's bonnet and shepherdess's crook and so on. And so she would sit there at the edge of the field and watch over her sheep every day. But one day, she went to her parents. Lily Mae went to her parents and said that she was a little bit alarmed because for several days there had been looked like an old hermit sitting on the edge of the field, at the edge of the woods, bordering the field where the sheep were pastured. He would just sit there and look at her. And she said he never bothered her. But he was a typical-looking hermit with long beard, long, scruffy hair, dirty, tattered clothes. But she said she felt more comfortable with him sitting there because it seemed like he was watching over her. Her parents said, well, you know, today they'd probably freak out, but the story is that they told her, well, you know, it's probably just that old hermit that lives in a cave up on Lion Mountain and not to worry about it, just ignore him. So she did so, but... it went pretty well, and nothing untoward happened. But anyway, one of the things that neighbors noticed when they found out about this old hermit watching over Lady May Paul, the packs of wolves on Lion Mountain would come down into the valley every night, raid their sheep pens and their chicken coops and so forth. And it was a real nuisance. But they noticed that these packs of wolves never once bothered the sheep pen of Lady May Paul. The prevailing opinion after the old timers got together and started to discuss why the wolves were not bothering the sheep of Lily Mae Paul, consensus was that this old hermit had become so enamored with Lily Mae Paul that he would go up to the mountains at night and he would transmogrify in the light of a full moon into a werewolf. And he would become the alpha male of the packs of wolves on Lion Mountain, bring them down into the valley at night, and there they would get their sustenance by raiding sheep pens and chicken coops and so forth. But he would steer them away from that Lily Mae Paul sheep because he liked her so much. One night, an old hunter had grown tired of hearing the wolves howl up in Lion Mountain every night because he knew that meant they'd be coming down to raid the sheep pens and so forth. I should say one morning. And so he took his trusty musket and went out to a field at the foot of Lion Mountain and waited for the wolves, hoping he'd see one. And sure enough, it got to be mid-afternoon before anything happened, but sure enough, he saw what it looked to be a dark shape slinking across a field next to Lion Mountain. And it looked like it was slinking low, like it didn't want to be seen. And right away, he thought, you know, that's the way wolves behave. I'm just going to fire and kill this doggone thing. Because he knew that payment for bounties on wolf hides was pretty high. So this was something, I think, that inspired him in the first place to go out there looking for wolf kills. So he fired his musket, and he heard a whelp of pain, and he saw the wolf kind of limping off and darting into the woods, dark woods beside the field.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he noticed that it was starting to get dark, and he figured in the dark he couldn't follow a blood trail anyway, so he thought maybe he'd postpone it till next morning. And also I thought maybe the tail of the werewolf might have emerged from his consciousness too, and he didn't feel like maybe it would be a good idea to go into the dark woods with a werewolf prowling around in there as well.
Yeah, anyway, that's probably a bad idea.
I would agree.
Not the best idea. But anyway, he actually hung it up that night and came back the next morning. And sure enough, he saw a blood trail in the middle of the field, and he followed it into the woods, got into the woods a short distance, and there he saw a dark shape lying in the woods. And he walked up to it, and much to his horror, it was not the carcass of a wolf. It was the carcass of the old hermit. And the more lurid accounts of the tale that turned this into a werewolf tale say that when the hunter rolled the corpse over so he could look at the face was covered with hair. Palms of his hands were covered with hair. Arms were covered with hair. And his eye teeth were protruding out over his lower lip, just like pictures of a werewolf you might see.
Yeah.
So those were lurid accounts of the tale. But anyway, I actually found a descendant of the Paul family. He was very kind to escort me around the mountain and show me some of the significant places involved in the tale. He actually took me to what is now still a working farm and was the original Paul farm there in the Schwalben Creek Valley. If you look in the fields behind there, I've got a good picture of that, and I envisioned that maybe it was the field where William and Paul actually pastured their sheep. And anyway, the interesting part of it is that Parson Snyder said that when they discovered that the hermit had been shot and killed, they decided to give him a decent burial and write it off as a hunting accident. Because back in those days, this was the edge of the wilderness, you know. It was very remote. There was no local law, and the nearest law was miles and miles away. So they just decided to write it off as a hunting accident and bury the old hermit in the edge of the corner of the field where he was shot. So Parson Snyder said, I went to that spot, and there's no evidence of that today. In fact, I even talked to one of the people whose houses overlooks the field and asked them about it, and he said, well, it hasn't been there in our day. They never saw it. The 96-year-old Parson Snyder said that when he was just a young boy, 6 years old, that marker was still there at the edge of the field. What they had done, they'd taken a wooden post, pounded it into the ground, and nailed onto that a rectangular sign on which they had carved an epitaph. And the epitaph was, and this is Pennsylvania Dutch, as I say, they were German. Epitaph was B, spelled D-I-E, and Wolf, spelled W-O-L-F-F, Mons, M-A-N-N, apostrophe S, then Grob, G-R-O-B. Transfer that into English, it translates to the Wolf Man's Grave.
Thank you for listening to our Creepy Side of NEPA Creepy Short. You can find this story and more on episode number 17, The Creepy Side of NEPA, PA Folktales, Legends, and Folklore. Be sure to listen for new episodes of The Creepy Side of NEPA and also a few new episodes of The Creepy Side of NEPA Creepy Shorts. Until next time, enjoy The Creepy Side of NEPA.
Thank you for listening. Please like, subscribe, or follow The Creepy Side of NEPA.